5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Does the channel between your brain and your mouth, does stuff get in the way?
Put moron number two on the phone.
I think some people have bigger channels than what I have, James.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour. Triple M.
I feel good.
The freezer door's open.
I know.
What the hell's Arctic, Antarctic, both combined?
Yes.
Have just wafted into Melbourne across the bay. Bloody hell, she's freezing. Hail, pissing down. So, Bill, while you've got all that to deal with,
yeah,
listen to us.
What do you got?
That sort of works.
Well, what
well,
have
Josh
we got?
Addo car.
Well.
Oh, man.
That's all he does,
Bill,
Jim.
Sign to another mob next year.
4-year deal.
What the hell's that?
We'll ask him about that.
I don't understand how that works. And then we're back on the phones.
Oh, yes, please.
First time in a long time. Good. And I'm interested
connection
to see, because it has, we haven't been on the phones for a while.
Yes.
All of your thoughts must have been to what you've come to sort of pupper with.
Topics.
Topics, Brownless.
Topics, Brownless.
What, after all of this time away, yeah, are you going to come up with, by way of a phone topic for the first time in a long time? I'm interested in that. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. It is bloody cold. Freeze the nuts off us. Tractor. Mm. It's bloody cold. Don't worry about that. Down in G-Town, it was raining there.
It's cold there anyway.
Well, no, it's not. It'll be beautiful there for the Saturday rub, Jim, on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, no, good. Yeah, I might have that one off.
No, you're working.
I might have that
you're
one
coming
off
down to G-Town. You'll drive past the schools, the supermarkets, the hospitals, everything
off
there you want. Yeah. And g'day to you, Ramsey.
Oh, bring it on!
Everyone, and welcome to the very first edition of Wipeout Australia. I'm James Brayshaw.
Yes.
Thanks, James.
And Josh Lawson,
that we
who went
to
on to be a superstar.
He's got a movie coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Has he?
Mortal Kombat.
So he and I sort of went at the same level after that.
And what's happened since?
That's what I'm saying.
No, when you finish that, when you finish.
That's really what I said.
Yeah. No.
It's exactly
guess
what you
what
said.
Yeah, he went on and won Emmys
you're,
and
yeah,
now Hollywood that star.
And you're with me.
That's it. How's that happen? No, in fact, we've got all we can laugh all we like. Yeah. What's going on in the world, in the beautiful game?
Oh, Jim.
The round ball game.
I'll tell you what. The world game is in uproar at the minute.
It is.
Well, there's plans for a breakaway Super League.
What?
Super League, Jim. So that would be like taking Geelong, Carlton, Richmond, the bigger clubs, Jim, and having this Super League with some couple of clubs from South Australia and WA.
Well, Fat, there have been some presidents over the years that have thought that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Oh, I know.
Don't worry.
Exactly.
They would have gone down
the
that
six
path.
Premier League teams, Liverpool, Manchester United, Arsenal, Chelsea, Manchester City and Tottenham. So the big six. And then they join up with other teams like the big ones, Real Madrid.
Yes.
Barcelona and Madrid over there.
Right.
Then at the Italian teams.
Two lots of Madrid. AC Milan.
Yes, and Juventus. And then Inter Milan.
So
the biggest clubs in the country are going to join and have this Super League.
So, Rabbits, I'm going to ask you because this is your sweet spot. That takes them out of the EPL. They won't play in the EPL anymore.
Yeah. And
what about La Liga, all of those comps?
Well, the La Liga teams haven't. Oh, yeah, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid and Barcelona, yep, they'll come out of it.
They will come out of La Liga. Of it.
The only teams that haven't signed up yet are Lyon from the French League.
Yes.
And any German team hasn't signed up yet.
Paris Saint-Germain?
No, I don't.
Yes, PSG haven't signed up yet.
All right,
So that means no Champions League.
It's
domestic leagues will stay the same without any of those teams
And the players will get banned playing for their country. And there'll be they're not allowed playing
World
Cups.
So it's like World Series cricket.
Exactly. It's a breakaway, and it's backed by a US investment bank, JP Morgan.
JP Morgan.
And they're offering, Jim, 3.5 billion euros to come and join them, and then there'll be money as they go along.
Well, Stephen Fry, did you read what he said?
No.
Of course, the legendary comedian, and a very proud Englishman. Six football clubs have achieved something that no politician or public figures managed to do in these times of fracture.
What?
They've brought together the whole divided nation,
yes,
indeed all of Europe, everyone united in disgust,
yep,
and revulsion at such greed and stupidity.
Greed.
It's unbelievable, Bill.
It is.
They're already rich enough, these mobs.
Oh, they are. But the poor supporters, Jim.
That's
they're
it.
The ones that they scrape together to buy a membership or go to their games.
Yep.
And mate, they, and all of a sudden they're seeing these players who are on good money, huge money,
massive money,
going to go and play in
and Liverpool
league.
Rabbits. Correct. You never walk alone. Yes. The people's club.
Well, yep. They do now.
Now all of a sudden it's like stuff the people. We'll do what we want.
We'll walk alone.
Bill,
we'll,
this is amazing.
And protests everywhere over there in England, well, in London.
The argument is that the clubs are going to make a lot more money from the TV rights than they will from people going to the actual games.
Right.
So that's what they're going to get money from China, Korea, Australia, because people want to pay rights to watch these games.
Well, so there'll be no one at the games then?
Well, there will be, but they'll still make way more money than.
So Tottenham, so disgusted at their own joining of this league, they decided to sack their coach, old Jose.
But I don't think he'd been going that well, old Jose, had he? Jose and Jose B.
The bloody beautiful one or special one, whatever he calls himself. He's out, Bill. He's been given the arse.
Was he against this Super League and that mightn't have helped his position there?
I'm not sure.
Just go with that.
I think the fact they're seventh is probably the reason why he's got sacked.
Anyway.
But so that is big news in the World Games. Watch this space. Right. Back to our game.
Yes.
Our Indigenous game.
Thank you, Bill. Right, the league.
No, that's not our game.
You sure?
Oh, you're not sure.
You sure?
No, you're not. You fancy playing that. Our Indigenous game is Aussie rules, if you haven't read the papers, Raps. I'm going to give you some coaches.
Right,
because I like this. Oscar Allen was the best for the West Coast Eagles. Ollie Wines. Going well. Beautiful. He was going to leave that club.
He was.
A couple of years ago.
He was.
And Alir has been a very good pickup. He got votes.
Yes!
Yes, he did. Lockie Neal, best on ground. Yeah, he's back. Just been a bit sore. Right. Josh Dunkley was best on ground. He got the 10 votes, Jim.
Yes.
You know, he's a very good player.
Who?
And who's the best kick in the comp right now?
I've told you, David Mundy, for many years, is the best kick
in the comp. I'll give you one. And he plays for the Suns.
Go on.
Jack Lukosius.
Yes, nice. Nice young player.
He's a beautifully.
Yes, like it.
Buddy Franklin out for 4 weeks, but he got the votes there with Jacob Hopper in that game.
Yes.
David Mundy got the votes.
Yes, Luke Ryan as well is a very good player.
Mundy was good on Sunday. And Maxie Gawn got the votes there. And there's only two players that were good for Geelong. I only had two in the paper, Jim.
Right.
Brandon Parfitt, he got 10, and Tom Stewart got 6.
Right.
He was outstanding. So Maxie Gawn leads that with 32. David Mundy second with 28.
Star.
You know who the NAB Rising Star was this week, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Port Adelaide. Old man used to play.
Yeah. Georgiades. Mitch.
Mitch, can he play? He's quick.
Yes,
he's
like
good
him.
On the ground. He's a very good player, Jim. I like him.
All right.
Have you seen the two jumpers this week for the Anzac Day Clash?
They both look very dark to me.
I'll show you on there.
I saw it.
What do you think?
They look dark to me. One's got to be lighter than that.
And on the back, because I'm looking here on the back.
No, look at him. He's looking at a bit of paper on the back.
Well, both jumpers.
You're an idiot. Yeah, look at him. There's actually nothing on the back of the bit of paper he's looking at.
I'm looking at the back of the jumpers.
Yeah, of course you are.
Both jumpers.
What is that?
Guess what? Both jumpers are black.
Thank you.
So that's not going to
help. I can see that, Bill.
No, well, they're the front.
So you're saying they might change the colour for the back?
No, well, Collingwood do have the white sometimes. I'm looking at it now.
If you want to see the photo, it's on Triple M Footy Instagram, by the way.
Have we got the back of the jumpers? Because that's important. Hey?
Just look at the back of the page again.
I'd get all of this stuff out of the way before Josh Adokar joins us.
Well, that's all he'll do anyway. This one caught my eye, Jim.
It did.
The AFL have told the 18 clubs, written a letter, Jim, no more pickle juice to be drunk by the players and then spat out on the grass. It's killing the grass. Pickle juice, Jim.
Not the pickle slicer.
Not the pickle slicer, Jim.
Not the slicer.
She got fired.
She got fired as well.
But the pickle juice, they take it for cramps and they swallow it around their mouth and then spit it out. The clubs, they've been told no more.
No more.
No, burning the grass. Right. So there you go, the old pickle slicer.
Got to get a spittoon, Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, what? You spit it in something, do you?
Mm.
Well,
hanky.
Just as long as you don't decide that the old 8 day can go into the pickle slicer. That leads to all sorts of problems. We don't want that happening.
That was Friday's fruity joke.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, the old slicer.
For the first time in a while, we're going to head to the phones very, very soon.
Oh,
but up next, Melbourne Storm flyer Josh Adokar is going to join us on the Rush Hour, Triple M. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Melbourne Storm are flying, and on Sunday they got their traditional Anzac Day clash against the New Zealand Warriors.
There are three certainties in life: death, taxes, and Melbourne Storm racking up the wins.
In the end, Storm, too good. Full time at Amy Park, Melbourne 20 over the Roosters 4.
And our next guest keeps racking up tries.
It sits up for him. He puts the foot down.
before the Storm take on the New Zealand Warriors on Anzac Day, please welcome the Fox, Josh Adokar.
Yes, indeed, Jim. They started... Well, that's him laughing already. Started slowly this year. They're 1-2, yes. And then they've won their last three. Really good wins over the Broncos, yes. The Bulldogs, and the Roosters last week. Now 4-2, fourth on the ladder because of this man here, the fastest man in the game, Josh Adokar. Hey, Fox, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
How are you? You going all right?
Yeah, going all right, bro. I just sitting here doing a tradie ad, so it's been a long day.
So what do you have to do? You actually... Bar. You got to act.
Sitting here in my jocks.
Well, like old mate from The Bachelor. The that Bachelor. Tradie, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah, the Honey Badger Bar.
Oh, nice.
What are you going to say? Yeah. Something about?
Oh, no, I'm sitting in a bathtub with Money Munster and just having a yarn and having a giggle.
Imagine with Munster up there. You'd be having a frothy. All you need is the cheese there and cheese.
But he brushed today. He pulled out. He pulled out last minute. Reckons he's sick.
Hey, good to see the Storm back in town, mate. It's been a tough first 6 weeks, no doubt about that. But to win the last three, you're back in town.
Yeah, definitely. I got goosebumps when we had a fan day just before the season starts. And to have the fans back at the stadium was pretty awesome. We've got great fans that turn up every week, and it's going to be a massive game again. This weekend too, so yeah, it's a big occasion.
Traditional Anzac Day clash, of course, the Storm and the Warriors. You've had trouble with them in the past. Tell us a bit about how that game is to play in.
Yeah, Warriors had a great win against the St. George Dragons last week. I think they completed 100%, and that's massive in our game. Yeah, they're going to be a really tough side. They've got Roger at the back, playing fullback, so I think if we do a good job on him and some of the good players on their side, I think we'll go a long way and win the game.
Might even have your co-captain play his first game, our mate in here, Dale Finucan, the boy from Bega. Any chance he might play a game at any stage, Fox?
I think he was meant to come back last week, but so I'm pretty sure that he's going to be playing his first game for us this year. So it'll be good to have him back. He's definitely one of my favourite players to play with. Yep. And I like to call him the toughest man in rugby league.
Hey, Fox, anyone laid eyes on Smithy? Like, have we seen him? Has he been anywhere near the joint?
Nah, the only time he come down was when his statue. I got revealed and,
So has he cracked him? Can't. He's a mate of ours, Smithy. Yeah, he won't return any of our calls. No. Has he cracked him?
No, he's brushed everyone's calls, I think. Hey? He brushed his dad's calls, bellyache. He's probably just enjoying retirement. So he's got a beautiful family too. I'm really close with their family, so they're up in Queensland somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. Did you put the Devon on his head and my statue?
Bro, I see that, eh? I didn't. It was probably Brendan Smith. It's something he would do.
Now, you're the fastest man in the game. I heard you talk one night when you'd had a couple. You reckon you could beat Usain Bolt?
I wish, bro. I wish. He's next level. I've always wanted to be a part of the Olympics, and I'd love to win a gold medal in something, but I'd definitely be in 100 metres, but I don't think I'm up to those guys' levels. I'm super grateful to be a part of the speedsters in the NRL. So, it is cool.
Now, Fox, I don't understand because you are a legend, of course, a premiership playing superstar for the best team in the comp, and you decided to sign a 4-year deal with the worst team in the comp. What are you doing?
My decision just came off the back of my family and just missing Sydney in general. I've been down here for 5 years now, and I just feel like I need to give back to my family. I've lost a really good mate of mine back home about a couple of days ago. So lost about eight family members and people in my community. So the last about 2-3 years now. So it was definitely a tough decision, but I'm super excited to start a new adventure.
All of that's fair enough. But I reckon you also just having a look outside today, Fox, and it's about 8 degrees and pissing down and hail, and you're thinking, I need to get back to Sydney.
Really, bro? I've been stuck indoors doing this ad for tradies. So
in your undies. So it's minus day. 8, and you're in the undies.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm the
hey, is Pappenhausen now, is he okay? Will he play Anzac Day?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll play. I think he had a couple of jabs in the game on the weekend, and with those injuries, I think if you're no good, you're no good, really. So I reckon he'll be all set to play.
Harry Grant too, Jim, played his first game last week. He's a star, 76 metres run, Jim, two tackle bursts, two offloads, line break. He's done all that. I was just reading that, Fox. I got no idea. But he's a star, isn't he, Harry?
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, it's good to have him back from the West Tigers. He was on that loan deal last year, and I think he topped the Dally M, but and then got injured. So, yeah, it's good to have him back. It just goes to show what kind of players we've got in our side. I think, you know, I'm struggling to score a couple of tries. You know, everyone's scoring tries in our side. Yeah. So, I suppose it's really good for our team, because when teams come up against us, it's going to be, you know, tough to. Like, who they meant to defend. So everyone's scoring tries, and it's, yeah, like when it was hard last year, it was easy to score tries, but it's easy this year, it's hard to score tries now. So, yeah, it is what it is, but I'm just so happy that we're winning games and, you know, just keep building on the year.
How's Billy Ake going? Everyone's trying to pick him off too, by the way, but hands off our man. How's he going?
Nah, he's going really well, bro. I love Belzo. He's like, you know, I say to everyone, he's like a father figure to everyone down here. Obviously, I was from Melbourne. I think two players down at the team now from Melbourne. So he's always been a mentor for us boys, and I'm super grateful to be, you know, in his team and, you know, learn off the best.
Geez, he gets cranky.
Oh, yeah, right. You know, but that's only game day, because he turns into a totally different person.
Yeah, I know, turn a monster.
Game day, but he just like walks around real angry and starts spitting everywhere and all that kind of stuff. You know, when he talks. So, but. During the week, he's so cool to work with, man. It's it's a blessing.
Hey, I tell you what this game does, Bill. Starts at 6:15 PM.
Amy Park,
of course. So when you finished at the Triple MCG after the Anzac Day clash between Collingwood and Essendon, walk straight across.
Storm and Warriors. Always a good game.
Yep.
Just come across there and they're on fire. If you were to have a healthy burger, what burger would you have, Josh Adokar?
The Storm burger from Grilled, brother.
With the beetroot.
We've got beetroot in it. You like beetroot, Foxy?
No, I don't like beetroot, bro. I'm not going to lie.
Oh. We pumped it up.
It is a lovely burger,
bro. Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course it is. Good luck in your jocks there, Cop.
Thanks, bro.
Well done, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, boys.
Good on.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. What have you seen unusual coming up next?
That would be.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
My neighbour, 78, up on his roof, naked, cleaning the gutters.
Or a man in a bright green jumper riding a penny farthing bicycle.
Running out of the law courts was a bloke totally naked.
Oh, that's unusual.
That is unusual. You don't see that very often. No.
And that's what we're asking the good folk out there. Great to connect, isn't it?
Well, I think it is, yeah.
Not really. 1-3-3-5-3.
You haven't given this one a lot of thought, given it's the first phoner we've done for a long time, but you've sort of just gone with one we've done for years.
Old topics Brownless has come up with. What have you seen unusual? Talking about the goalpost at East Malvern, where they put the 2-point posts in the middle, goalposts on the outside. Come on, mate.
But, and people along Beach Road all through the summer will have seen the same Joker. I've spoken about him before. He's on one of those motorised skateboards with a dog on his shoulder.
A dog?
He does it. You see him all the time heading up and down Elwood along the front.
It's not a parrot.
No, it's a dog. Full furry dog. Parked on his shoulder, Bill, as he zooms along.
That's unusual.
Well, that's what we're doing. And I'll tell you what, we've got great prizes. First of all, a round of golf at St Andrews Beach, one of Australia's premier golf courses.
Yes.
Two players, card, of course, thrown in, and a six-pack from St Andrews Beach Brewery across the road.
Nice.
See? And also, a $50 voucher from Grilled across the road here.
Well, I got all the burgers when they come in, Jim.
Yeah,
and
you
of
ate
course,
them all.
They've got the Melbourne Storm burger, which has got the salads, but it's got beetroot.
I love beetroot.
I love beetroot.
All right, so where do we get our start today?
Well, let's go to Callum Murray there in Geelong. G'day, Cal.
G'day, Topics.
That's it. All Topics today, spot on, Cal. What do you got for us? What have you seen unusual?
I'll just say hello to Rosie and JB as well, just to be, polite.
Well, we've had to send Rosie's back in her own studio dominating her slot, but very nice chatting to you, Cal. What do you got for us?
We got Rams.
Well, I was sitting out off Lawn Point on my outrigger canoe a couple of years ago, good kilometre offshore,
yeah.
a young gentleman rode past me in a rowing scull.
Oh, no.
What's an Olympic rowing scull, a good K to a K to 100. Sure. You know, I was out there, you know, in my ocean canoe with life jackets and all the safety gear, and this fella just with his socks pulled up, it was like he was rowing along the Yarra.
So well, maybe come out of the Yarra and just kept going and kept going to Lawn.
All the way to Lawn.
Might have been going to Warrnambool to catch up with someone. Oh,
seriously, how bloody good is a bull?
You're not meant to row those sort of boats out a K off the shore.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Well, all right, that's unusual. I like unusual. That. James, a beautifully named young man in McKinnon. Jimmy.
How are you, Jim? How good. Are Billy, Rosie?
G'day. What have you seen unusual, James?
My neighbour down the street has got his old Christmas tree out on the nature strip still. 4 months it's been there.
No.
4 months.
That's not good enough.
So he won't get rid of it. He's hoping someone will pick it up.
Mate, he's mowed around it.
I love that.
Yes.
That's gold. Stay there. Nice one, Jimmy. Matt, is there?
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Where are you from, Matty?
Gordon.
I'm from Gordon, JB.
Where is that, please?
Ballarat, Jim.
Up near Ballarat. Oh, Jesus. Strong footy club up there.
Be cold there at the minute. Oh.
Yeah, we're doing firewood at the moment, mate.
Firewood.
Oh, of course he is.
Who coaches Gordon this year?
Oh, I don't know, mate. I'm not involved with the club,
unfortunately. Not involved, Bill, with the club.
Well, what do you do, Matt?
I'm a sales rep for Haynes Paint. Good Ballarat company. Good as well.
Yeah, they are. That's your high end.
I know. Well, it's all sorts of paint, Jim.
No. The Haynes is the top shelf.
That's a good Ballarat. It's like Mars.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
What have you seen unusual, by the way, Matty?
Well, I was just heading up to Lake Epilock there with the ski, and we stopped at Heathcote at the Caltex there.
Yeah.
And there's a girl with the bonnet up, and she's looking around. She walks into the service station and buys 2x1 litres of Mount Franklin to fill up the wipers.
Oh, no.
Expensive.
There isn't a tap or a watering can next to her, mate. Yeah, she probably got a 2-for-4 deal, which is pretty good.
Yeah. But...
I think the tap water in this state's good enough to put in your wipers.
I wonder if the soda water type stuff would be better for your windscreen. Might be better.
Oh, because it wouldn't go flat anytime soon. You reckon it'd keep bubbling
later? Well, it'd be on your way. It'd come up beautiful, I reckon. I don't mind that. We got any others? Jim, don't tell me. Only three.
Oh, that Bill.
What?
That's what you bring to the table.
What happened to Justin and Greg and Jeremy?
Look at fat.
Chip.
Now he turns around to Jill like it's her fault.
Well,
you've come up with nothing.
I've worked on this for 6 months.
Have you?
Put it all together.
All you did is...
And get three bloody calls.
Drag a story offline about the goalposts at East Malvern. You didn't see anything unusual yourself.
Jeremy Cameron, I saw him the other day. I just thought we would have.
I like Maddie from Gordon.
Righto, he wins.
Very unusual for a girl to go and buy two-litre things of water, Mount Franklin, to put in your wiper fluid. So, Maddie... You got us, mate?
Yep.
All right, here's your choice. You can either head down to St. Andrews. Are you a golfer?
Yeah, mate, yep.
Mate, have you played St. Andrews Beach?
No.
It is magnificent. I think it's in the top 10 in Australia's public access courses. It is superb. So get down there, enjoy a golf cart, take one of your mates, 6-pack of St. Andrews Beach Brewery product as well, or you can get a $50 voucher from Grilled.
Grilled.
Got to do the golf, mate. Got to go, mate.
It is beautiful. You will love it. Well done. Which other one did you
like? I like James, who's their neighbour's got the Christmas tree still out the front.
4 months later.
And mowed around it, Jim. So he wins the grilled burger too. We'll probably get a few for $50, I would have thought. Jimmy boy.
Fantastic. Good stuff, boy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, mate. Good on you. That worked pretty well. I'll just have a chat to some people outside.
Is that father-daughter? So, Bill,
watching the movie.
I think we must have better topics from you. I'm taking over next.
All right.
Well, you didn't do any work for that.
I just got to go see someone.
While you're out there, can you get a joke? Because that's coming up next.
Jill!
I'm not in a rush.
Three callers!
Bill's joke to come to wrap up a massive show, but before this...
What are we doing now?
Well...
Hit it.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
We got rid of this.
It's back, Jim. It's back. Have a listen to this, Jim. Has anyone lived long enough to buy a second bottle of Worcestershire sauce? Do you know anyone that has?
Fat, that's only funny because you can't say the word Worcestershire.
No, no, because you only ever buy one bottle. It's in your cupboard for a lifetime. No one is that old to buy two bottles.
Why can't you say the word?
Worcestershire. There you go. It's easy to say. A good little quote, that. You can take that.
Oh, my God. The joke had better be funnier than that.
Yeah. It will be, Jim. Of course it will be.
It's a rush hour. Triple M. On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill.
Get on the beers.
On tomorrow's show, the Chief is going to roll back into the Chief studio for the first time in forever, Jason Dunstall.
Like it.
And we've got a special Anzac Day themed hump day quiz as well.
Oh, beautiful.
The quiz is back, Jim. They love the quiz. They come from everywhere for it.
Quiz
they
back do. On Saturdays?
Yeah.
Well, every now and then. It wasn't great on the weekend, it'll probably get a spell this week.
No.
It probably will.
It was actually all right on the weekend. I thought we had a good quiz.
We got great prizes.
Yes.
Thanks to TaylorMade.
Oh, mate, what about the prize? And guess where we are this Saturday, Jim, for the rub?
Where?
Geelong.
If you turn this on, if it's like this down there, Fat, I'm having the day off.
If it's like this down there, it's like this here.
No.
It's not far away.
No, it is a long way away.
It's 70 Ks, Jim.
It's very far from long.
Right.
All right, tell a joke. That's it. It's what it's like down
good
there.
One, Rabsy. You just found something, did you, on the button? Rabs, shut up. If it's cold here, it's cold there.
No, Bill, it's cold there always.
How far do you reckon the joint is?
It's 100 Ks.
It's 70.
It's heads bobbing with Ballarat as the coldest place in Melbourne.
Kilmore and Ballarat. No. Kilmore and Ballarat are the two coldest players is in Victoria. All right, let's go.
A joke to finish the show.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Going to get a any vaccine?
Yep.
You're going to get needles?
Well, yeah, I am.
That'll be good.
Now, Bill, a joke.
Righto, Jim, here we go. We ready? My headphones won't stay on. Jim, a man was admitted to hospital today. I just read about this, Jim, with 20 plastic toy horses up his... Oh, hang on. Jim, a man was admitted to the hospital today.
Yes.
With 20 plastic toy horses inserted in his back passage, okay?
Okay, Bill.
Okay. But I've just rang the hospital, Jim, and the doctors have described his condition as stable. Stable, Jim, because they're toy horses. Apparently he was horsing around.
Stop talking. But when you get half a giggle out of your punchline, you don't have to say anything more, especially when you're talking about this sort of thing. Play the music, Rabbit, for God's sake.
What was going on?
Bill, enough talking from you. Just leave it at the punchline and move on.
He was stable anyway.
Condition stable.
His condition's stable.
Oh, that's all he can.
Sam Plank, Sam Wood.
Walking fat.
Come on. It's going to be in. Oh, horses, Jim.
Come on, Bill.
Good work, Rabs. I like
enough
it.
Enough of that.
Horses. You are the king of the evil. I like horses.